You're listening to the audio production of Why One Way? Defending an Exclusive Claim in an Inclusive World by John MacArthur, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Maurice England.
Introduction. In the Jesus movement of the 1960s and 70s, the one-way sign, the index finger held high, became a popular icon. One-way bumper stickers and lapel pins were everywhere. And the one-way slogan pretty much became the identifying catchphrase of all evangelicalism. Evangelicalism in those days was an extremely diverse movement. In some ways, it was even more eclectic than it is today. It encompassed everything from Jesus people, who were an integral part of that era's youth culture, to straight-line fundamentalists, who scorned everything contemporary. But all of them had at least one important thing in common. They knew that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. One way seemed an unshakable belief that all evangelicals shared in common. That is no longer the case. The evangelical movement of today is no longer unified on this issue. Some who call themselves evangelicals are openly insisting that faith alone in Jesus is not the only way to heaven. They are now convinced that people of all faiths will be in heaven. Others are simply cowardly, embarrassed, or hesitant to affirm the exclusivity of the gospel in an era when inclusivity, pluralism, and tolerance are deemed supreme virtues by the secular world. They imagine it would be a tremendous cultural faux pas to declare that Christianity is the truth and all other faiths are wrong. Apparently, the evangelical movement's biggest fear today is that we will be seen as out of harmony with the world. Why has this dramatic shift taken place? Why has evangelicalism abandoned what we once all agreed is absolutely true? I believe it is because church leaders, in their desperate quest to be relevant and fashionable, have actually failed to see where the contemporary world is going and why. We're not living in the modern world anymore. This is the postmodern world, and postmodernism is just as hostile as modernism to the truth of Christianity, perhaps even more so. The philosophical issues are different, but the world's hostility to the truth of Scripture has not abated one bit. Now is not the time to make friends with the world. It is certainly no time to capitulate to worldly cries for pluralism and inclusivism. Unless we recover our conviction that Christ is the only way to heaven, the evangelical movement will become increasingly weak and irrelevant. It is ironic that so many who are downplaying the exclusivity of Christ are doing it because...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?